Sa pag-aaral na nailimbag sa Journal of the American Medical Association, naitangi na walang naging maraming pagpatay o massacre sa Australia itong huling 20 taon. Simula nang nagkaroon ng malaking pagbabago sa batas, kaugnay ng pagmamay-ari ng baril sa Australia. Taong 1976, matapos mapatay ang 35 katao at nasugatan ng higit sa 20 katao sa Port Arthur sa Tasmania, nang isang armadong lalaking gamit ang semi-automatic weapon, nang nagdesisyon ang nooy punong ministro John Howard na maghay ng mas pinahigpit na batas kaugnay ng pambansang gun control. Ang mga pagbenta ng tinatawag na rapid fire long arm ay pinagbawal at ang mga gantong uri ng armas na nasa pagmamay-ari ng marami sinuko o kinumpiska at sinira. Tinatayang may 1 milyong mga armas ang sinuko sa otoridad sa ilalim ng tinatawag na voluntary gun buyback. Sinabi ng University of Sydney Professor Emeritus Simon Chapman, lubhang naging mahalaga't malawak ang epekto ng batas.
When the National Firearms Agreement was signed by all Australian governments in 1996, we'd had 13 massacres in the 18 years before that. 20 years on, we haven't had a single massacre. So that's the standout finding, that the National Firearms Agreement in outlawing semi-automatic and rapid-fire pump-action shotguns has reduced, in fact, so far eliminated massacres of that sort.
Sinabi ni Professor Chapman, kahit pa man bago naganap ang massacre sa Port Arthur, higit na 90% ng populasyon ang sumusuporta sa mas pinahigpit na batas para gun control.
We saw that in a referendum which was actually held in North Sydney Council just before the Port Arthur massacre, where 93% of citizens said that they wanted governments to toughen gun laws. I think if they'd been asked after the Port Arthur massacre, they probably would have been near to 100% wanted that. So there was massive support around the community, and politicians read that and introduced the radical reforms that they did.
Sinabi ni Professor Chapman, ang Australia ay magandang halimbawa sa ibang bansa sa haharap sa mga kaganapan ng massacre. Sa Estados Unidos, matapos ang pinakahuling pagbaril na nagbunga ng kamatayan ng 49 na katao sa isang nightclub sa Orlando, muling nabuhay ang mga pagtulak mula sa mga Democrats sa Kongreso na mayori ay binubuo ng Republican na kumilos para sa mas pinahigpit na batas para gun control. Ang mga Democrats ay kumilos sa pagsagawa ng tintag na mass sit-in sa mababang kapulungan. Tulad ng Pangulong Barack Obama, nakikita ng Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton bilang magandang halimbawa ang Australia.
They believed, and I think the evidence supports them, that by offering to buy back those guns, they were able to, you know, curtail the supply and to set a different standard for gun purchases in the future.
Ngunit nitong nakarang linggo, dinaipasa sa Senado sa Estados Unidos ang 4 na panukalang naglalayong ipagbawal ang pagmamay-ari ng armas sa mga taong pinaghihinalaang may kaugnayan sa gawain at pagkilos na militante. Sinabi ni Professor Chapman na ang naging resulta sa kanyang pag-aaral ay dapat maghatid ng mensahe sa mga nagnanais na pahinayin ng batas para gun control sa Australia.
There are a small number of politicians in state and federal politics whose very existence seems to be predicated on trying to do just that. We have a shooters party in New South Wales, for example, and every day they're trying to dream up ways and to water down the effect of the gun laws. I think that the community ought to be awake to that, and they ought to contact their local politicians every now and then and remind them that they are very, very supportive of what we've been able to achieve in Australia with tough gun laws, and they don't want to see any more backsliding.